Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
65 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
65 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
65 degrees.
This is KE8YDR listening. KE8YDR listening.
FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
67 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
73 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
78 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
Hello, are you mobile?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees.
VHF hub disconnected.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. VHF hub connected to sentence 78. UHF hub connected to Flint 600. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
W8CPT monitoring.
W8FU driving.
Alrighty, I'm driving too. I'll probably be there about the same time as you. Yeah, whoever gets there first, just call out a spot. But there's, like I said, there's the northwest corner. I think there's a Dunkin' Donuts. The northwest corner, it's as good as anywhere. All right, yeah, I'm coming 18 to DeQuinter and then heading south, so I'll turn in right before 16 mile there and see what's there. I'll look for the Dunkin' Donuts if I see it. That sun is in heat. It was raining today, man. We were at that large Stony, and I feel like I was out water skiing all day or something. It's crazy. Did you say it was raining? No, I said the heat was draining, like it drained all my energy. I feel like when you go sailing on a boat all day and you're out in the sun and it just like drains your energy at the end of the day, you're like, ugh. Okay, draining. I'm like, wow, raining. How did that happen? Yeah, I heard, I woke up this morning or last night, I can't remember, I think it was this morning early, and I heard some rain. Yeah, I looked outside, there wasn't much, but it looked like there was a little tiny bit, at least where I was at, and I was up pretty early, went and got some coffee and some treats for the kids, and came back and all that good stuff. I was there until about 1:30, then I did a bunch of stuff on my way home. By the time I got home, I was beat. I was like, holy cow. That's why I just, like, I didn't have the wind in the sail that I thought I had, but since then I've relaxed a little bit, gotten to some comfortable clothes, and had something to eat, so I'm all good now. It'll be nice to get, you know, this will be a major relief on my vehicle. I've got, I got so much crap in here right now, this will take quite the load off. Yeah, I got a bunch of crap in mine too, but at least this will only be in it for a day, and it'll be in its resting place, so that'll be cool. And then, yeah, well, I'll tell you the rest of it when I see you. Anywho, yeah, it got hot, man. I woke up last night, was real pleasant. The kids and I, you know, we went to a little pet store where they got a big tortoise, and he just walks around, you know, he just runs around the whole store, you know, just like nobody's business, and then a great big rabbit, you know, a tortoise and a hare, and they're both just running around the store, and the kids love to go there, so they go there, and they pet the turtle and the rabbit, and they look at all the, you know, critters. They got a lot of snakes and spiders and, you know, reptiles and stuff like that. It's pretty, they pretty much got everything, old school pet store with all the stuff. So we did that last night, and we got a bite to eat, and then, it was so nice out. We took a nice walk, a nice long walk in the town, got some ice cream. And, you know, and this morning and all that stuff. And then I walked out about when I was getting ready to come home, and I'm like, holy cow, where'd this come from? Right, yeah. That heat was something else. I got to Stony Creek, and you walked out of the shade, and it just like you're in a desert. But, yeah, I think that pet shop is, I had a younger friend, Amanda, that used to fish with me a lot. And I'm pretty sure she, if that's in Gross Point, is probably the one she worked at. Can't remember the name of it offhand, though. Carl's, I think. Well, that doesn't ring a bell, so maybe it's not the same one. But yeah, there's a bunch of snakes and everything. She's a mail carrier up near Traverse City now, and she's got all kinds of snakes and turtles and lizards, and so from working in that pet store, she acquired a taste for all them exotic animals. I certainly could be completely wrong in the name. I don't remember. The kids are just like, oh, let's go to, you know, whatever, Ted's, Carol's. It was like a name, whatever it was. I don't know. Ted's, I don't know. But it was just like a name like that. It was pretty cool. The tortoise was really, really cool. And man, that rabbit was ginormous. It was huge. Just running around the place like nobody's business. Pretty cool. So I understand why kids like to go there. But, yeah, so all in all, it was pretty good. But, yeah, it was so crazy because the weather was so nice. Even in the morning when I got up and made a run for coffee and some, they got this bakery down on Kirchville, which is really, really, really good. Even when I ran out early in the morning, about 8 a.m. to get that, it was just really so pleasant that when I hit that oppressive heat when I left, it was really a shocker. Really didn't expect it. All right, let's see here. So, oh, I got a ways to go. That was 15.
Okay.
I've left somebody else in there. You can go ahead after me. I'm about a mile out, so I'm probably going to beat you there, Sean. Go ahead, other station.
Thank you. WHFU. ADHFK. I was going to ask you, Sean, do you know if the Don had an adapter for the microphone to the icon?
I can look. I think I grabbed everything. So it would be that. What is it? A stereo or it's a 3.5-inch mini plug, right? And then he plugged that into. Somehow he got that into the 8-pin mic. So yeah, let me dig around and see if I can figure it out. Because he must have, right?
Right. Any adapters I'd be interested in if you give me a relatively good deal on it. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so he had a switch for push to talk, and he had a harness so that he could plug in the push to talk with this little homemade switch he did. And yes, it's got to be there. All right, I'll find it. Make sure you get it.
Any foot switch or stuff like that? I appreciate it.
That wasn't a foot switch or anything like that. Turn in at the very first opportunity. You're going to see me parked right by the driveway to pull in. And so when you're coming south, that way we can stay out. It's busy in this. In this parking center. Hold up one sec, Len. Let me get with Don.
Yeah, I'm already in here and fought all the traffic. So you're over by behind Basket Robbins.
Oh, you're in. Well, where are you at? I'll just find you then. I'm back. It's real way at the north end of the plaza, right off the road. There's nobody here. It's probably better if you come here anyhow, because there's just too many people over there.
Yeah, I'm heading that way now. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, you'll see me. I'm parked. I'm back in. You know, I'm almost as close to the northernmost drive, like about 2 or 3 spaces off of the Quinner. You'll see me if you come along. You know, just come to the northernmost exit of the complex, and you'll see me.
Yeah, I got to let this soul turn out in front of me before I can turn, and I'll be there.
I see ya. All right, real good. Len, I'm gonna be in the back of my vehicle digging right now. In fact, if I see it, I'll drive right by your house. I'm going right by your house in 10 minutes. So I'll be back with you in a sec. W8FU.
Good to see you, son. I think you know where I'm at. 88FK.
KF8DDT, KF8DDT.
AD8FK, W8FU.
FK, back to ya. You roll in?
I dug around through all the stuff, and I can't locate it. So I think I left it. I plan on going back by there, maybe even tomorrow. Let's see, what time is it now? Yeah, probably not now. But I got some stuff I got to take care of, so I might be going by there. I'll dig around. It might have just been, you know, like a miscellaneous. I might have just viewed it as a miscellaneous cable and just left it. Wait a minute. Let me make a quick call here. That may have went with the 7300.
For you, Sean, that microphone, do I need a preamp or anything like that to interface with it? I was told that some of the aftermarket third-party microphones lack a preamp in them.
I I don't think so. I think that's if it were, you know, dynamic, but that's an electrolyte, and I think. No, I don't believe so. I know a few guys that have ran those, and first of all, are you interfacing it to an ICOM, 7300?
On the 275 or one of the other ICOMs I have here, maybe with the square mic cable, but I'll find something to put it on.
Okay, yeah, I know with the modern ICOMs, no, you probably don't. I can't speak to the older ones, whether they required. I know they did some different things in the audio circuit, the microphone circuit, on the newer ones as opposed to the older ones, but I don't know if that means, you know, you need more or less gain or what. So, all right, let me make a quick call here and find out if that cable's even around anymore. It might be long gone.
Still have the other mic. I think it was a Shure mic in the back there that I saw a week ago. Do you still have that, or is it gone?
You mean like a SM58 style mic, or do you mean the desk mic, the Turner style mic? Regardless, I got both.
See a bass. I don't know if it is the same size and shape as the one I got.
Sorry, I teed up to complete my thought, and we ended up doubling. Everything you've seen, I've still got here, with the exception of that mic. So, you know, I mean, I can swing by. I'm going right by you here in about a minute. If you want to dig through, you know, we can dig through this stuff together, but I'm fairly certain that that connector is not going to be there. But, all right, anyhow, let me make a phone call real quick, and then I'll give you a call when I'm turning in your street.
88 FK on the side.
I'll be at a few.
Break, this is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra, performing an antenna test, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra, Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, you're sounding good.
Roger that, this is Jeff here in Fowlerville, just performing an antenna test with the modified J-pole on my deck, over.
Hello, Jeff. Captain Don here. I'm in Sterling Heights. Yeah, it sounded really good on my end. I have no complaints at all.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm over here in Fowlerville, so I'm not sure if it's what repeater I'm in. I think it's the Flint one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call sign is of that repeater, but it's tied into the one that I'm talking on in Warren. So, your sound is really good. It repeats exactly what that repeater hears out over here, and it definitely sounded good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm talking out of HD here, just tinkering around. But, yeah, it seems like the 70 centimeters comes in real nice and clean.
Roger that. I would have thought you were on a mobile with more than 5 watts. So, yeah, sounds really good. I don't know how far you are from the actual repeater, but, yeah, it sounded awesome.
Roger that. I appreciate the callback. This is Kilo Echo 8 with India Sierra, same 73, and good luck with your microphone job. Thank you. See ya.
All right. Good talking to you, and glad it's working, and this is Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, saying 73.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra, clear.
AD8FK from W8FU. I just turned off of the Quinner. I'm pretty sure I can find it. So give me a minute. How could I miss it?
N8KPP.
Okay.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
Monitoring?
Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees.